Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. So I just had to have a quick Google around how much does branding cost a small business? And this is a topic I am very passionate about for a multitude of reasons. But I just did a quick Google and there's a great blog post breaking it down if you've ever been curious about how much businesses will spend on branding. And I guess just for a little bit of context, in my previous corporate career, I used to work with branding agencies. I used to be employed by a branding agency, and understanding the power of a brand is something that's very integral to effective marketing, particularly if you're in big business. So the likes of Tiffany's and Domino's Pizza and like Kmart and Target and Home Depot, all of the big, like big brands. And this idea of then thinking a small business needs to adopt the same principles and needs to adopt the same level of investment is unrealistic, in my professional opinion. It is so unrealistic to think that that's another hat that you, as the CEO in your owner persona, needs to wear, or that you need to have a truly in-depth understanding of it. And when I did my MBA, we took entire courses on branding and really understanding branding. And in one of the best chapters of my corporate career, I was literally the head. I was assigned the job of coming up with the new branding for Canada as a country from a tourism perspective. Like, quite literally, what is everything from the very top big brand positioning, the promise, going to look like, and then down to the smallest little detail in terms of what do the ads actually look like that are running in New York City to help promote tourism to Canada. And it's a really fascinating concept to be able to brand a country because there's so many things you can't control. But I think it's such a helpful conversation for us to have when it comes to our flower businesses. And what are the concepts that we can adopt from the big brand businesses? And how can we simplify these concepts in our own business? So when I look at this blog post, and they've broken it down into 6 key elements of small business branding. And this is really helpful. So there's a concept called your brand identity, which is going to be the overall look and feel of how your business is put out into the world. Then in this particular instance, they're going to talk about market research. Then they do logo design, and then they will do the visual style guide. So taking that brand identity and really starting to break it out into step-by-step instructions, because in most big businesses, you're going to have a multitude of different people, different departments working on the brand. So there needs to be some agreement, some brand Bible, where kind of the people who have created the brand have articulated what the vision for this brand is in a multitude of different applications. Then there is how your brand comes to life in your editorial. So there's an editorial style guide. And then there is your overall brand style guide. So here's the thing. The total cost of branding for this particular exercise is estimated between $5,000 and $30,000. Now, I'm not going to say don't invest in brand strategy or don't bring in the help of an expert. But the whole point of this podcast episode is I wanted to break down for you my step-by-step strategy so that if you do decide to bring in the help of an expert, if you do decide that you want to enlist the help of an agency or a designer to help you completely overhaul your vibe and your branding, that you feel completely empowered in terms of how it happens so that you don't get taken for a chump. It's one of my new favorite words in the English language. But really, the whole point of this podcast episode is it is definitely not to tell you, you should be able to do this all yourself and sit at your computer. It's like, you know what? If that's not how you want to spend your time, if you don't like thinking through logo design and color palettes and typefaces and the visual aesthetic of things, hire an expert. But if you're like me and you love that piece of the puzzle, you love playing around with different typefaces and really exploring different options, then this episode is also going to be helpful for you. So regardless of whether you pay somebody to help you with your visual identity, whether you pay somebody to help you with your logo design, whether you pay somebody to help you come up with your branding and your color palette and your tone of voice and all of the pieces of the puzzle of your business's brand, or you're going to do basically what I did, where I just started to figure it out as I went along. And I thought, you know what? I've got enough expertise. I can't even remember who talked about this, but I feel like, anyway, it was a designer who got promoted into the role of CEO at Yahoo. Is that business still around? Is that still a thing? Anyway, she got promoted to be the CEO of Yahoo, and she described the idea of she knows a little bit too much about Adobe Illustrator, that it becomes dangerous. So it's like when you are a designer, if you do have graphic design skills, it can become dangerous when you're working with other graphic designers. But you can also go out there and find graphic designers who perfectly complement you, and then you have a shared language around it. So anything is truly possible. But I wanted to, in this podcast episode, map out for you a step-by-step plan in terms of exactly what to do to elevate your vibe so that you can transform your business and attract your ideal clients with ease. Because the power in terms of making that happen actually does come back to this mysterious thing called your business's brand. And if you've ever wondered why some floral designers make it look so effortless in terms of how they're able to attract their dream clients, while you might be struggling to make meaningful connections, then this is the podcast for you. And I want to just completely set aside the decision about whether you hire an agency or a team or a person to help you define and articulate and visualize your business's brand, or if you go down the more of DIY process, because neither option is right or wrong, and you will know intuitively which one is right for you. And I think complete transparency here, for the first 3 years of running this business, that moment, that week between Christmas and New Year's, I would always sit down and do a pretty significant brand overhaul. Part of it for me is I love the visual design aspect of it. It used to be part of my career, and alas, it's still something that I really find satisfying, and I just really enjoy that piece of the puzzle, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's something that you need to do in your business. If you want to learn how to do it, there's never been a better time. If it's not your cup of tea, if you cannot imagine spending another minute in front of your computer, then don't do it. But take this exact same process. Whether you're hiring a team to help you or you're going down the DIY path, and know that it works. And one of the things that I know for a fact, I say this as an ex-corporate marketing person, marketing people love to complicate things. The way that my brain looks at this now is like marketing people go out there and they're always going to tell you, you need to be doing more advertising, more marketing, you need to be in more places so that you can attract more customers. And the reason that that's a really great idea for them is that it's always and inevitably going to be, hey, you should hire us to help you. That's how marketing people operate. It's a perfect self-fulfilling sales strategy so that when they go out into the world and they tell you, hey, you need to be doing more marketing, you need to be posting more often, you need to be doing more advertising, just more of it. Oh, you're short on capacity? Just hire us and we'll help you. Now, I am a firm believer and I'm really entering a season of extreme simplicity. Particularly, the more complicated digital marketing gets, the more focused and simple our marketing plans can be. So when it comes to thinking about your business's brand, the first question you might have is like, how does that fit into the whole puzzle? So the way I like to think about your business's brand is the whole wrapping, the vibe that your entire business is putting out into the world. It is not your design aesthetic. It is not just your logo. It's not just the paper bags or the packaging that you use. It's not just the color that you decide to paint your walls. It's not just the apron that you use, but instead it's this compilation of 1,000 individual decisions that allow you to put out into the world a certain vibe. And I love thinking about it in its simplest form. And when you're wondering, if you've ever asked yourself, why is it that that floral designer over there makes it look so easy and effortless to attract high value clients? Come back and ask yourself, how cohesive is my vibe? Am I putting out a luxury, inspirational, appealing, motivating brand? Or am I showing up as insecure, scarce, second-guessing, feeling like an imposter? And I say that from personal experience. Because for those of you guys who are curious, you could totally like go back to the very beginning of my Instagram feed. And I promise I will keep it up there for forever so that you can see how not pretty, like really not pretty, it was. But this idea of really thinking, okay, the more cohesive, the more intentional my vibe can be that I put out into the world, the more considered every single one of those decisions can be, the easier it is going to be for me to attract my dream client. And I remember so clearly, it really does make me laugh because I think this is such a good, a perfect example of the struggle that we all go through. So I used to go to the wholesaler and you guys know the wall of paper, particularly if you're at the Sydney Flower Market and you pop into APAC, look at the wall of non-woven and imagine Kathleen every week just deciding I'm going to pick a different color paper. And I think where things got really off track, because I didn't know anything. This is before I had created this concept, before I went through this process for myself, but I knew the thing that really tipped me over the edge is how many decisions we have to make as business owners. Like there's the decisions around everything that you have to do at your workbench when you're designing something, but then there's all the decisions, like the 10,000 decisions that even lead up to the decision of being at your workbench to design something. So I was like, okay, this is incredibly overwhelming, particularly if you're at the Sydney Flower Market and it's 5 a.m. I was like, okay, I'm not sure. Like nobody actually told me this, but I'm not sure that picking that like Cadbury milk chocolate purple is exactly the vibe I want to put out into the world. I mean, it just didn't align with me. And because I was going to the market every single time I was picking different colored paper, it created so much inconsistency in the bouquets that we were putting out into the world. But the thing that really tipped me over the edge was realizing how uncohesive our Instagram feed looked, because this one would be wrapped in purple and that one would be wrapped in green and then this one would be wrapped in hot pink and that one would be wrapped in black and then this one would be wrapped in brown paper. And then finally, I literally stood there and I was like, okay, what would this look like if it was easy? It would be easy if I knew that I had a go-to color and that every single week I could almost actually start to put in a larger order for wrapping, and I could just then keep track of our inventory in a very simple way. So I went the extreme route and just decided, okay, simplicity is always going to be how I make these decisions. So that when you're standing in front of that wall of paper at the wholesalers, you can go, I already know what the right answer is. Instead of feeling like I need to waste more energy on making another new decision right now, the decision has already been made for me. The more aligned, the more intentional you can be with each one of those decisions towards a very clear and an articulated vibe, the more sophisticated a persona you'll put out into the world. And that will help you attract more premium customers. And I came up with the structure that I'm going to walk you through because I knew, like when I kept coming back each week with different colored paper, I was like, okay, this is exhausting having to make so many different decisions. So that I was like, okay, I need to find a better way. I need to start to simplify anywhere that I possibly can. And I wanted to find a structure that I could follow that didn't require me to rely on investing $5,000 to $30,000 in a brand strategy. That just wasn't the decision I wanted to make. I knew I had the skills to be able to figure out our visual identity and our branding. I knew that I just needed to change my thinking and I needed to come up with a better strategy. So that's exactly what I'm going to walk you through today, is truly like step by step. But the most important thing to remember is when you're trying to appeal to everyone, you will appeal to no one. And this can feel incredibly risky when you're looking at your business and you feel the weight of the world on your shoulders. You're like, oh my gosh, but I need as many customers as I could possibly attract in order for me to run my business. The biggest shift to make is to move away from a scarcity mindset and into an abundance mindset. Because if your goal is to learn how to attract more higher value customers, then the most important thing is that you believe that they are out there. That you know, okay, I need to step into my most empowered and my most abundant state in order for me to show up in the best way possible and in order for me to be able to do this work as cleanly and simply as you can. So if you are in a mood of feeling insecure, self-doubt, second-guessing, feeling like an imposter, feeling like a fraud, don't do this exercise. But wait and do this exercise when you are feeling like new things are possible. You're ready for a change. You really want to elevate your branding. You want to elevate your vibe. You are ready to take the leap and attract more high value customers to your business. And you get to go through this entire process for free, which is what I think is so fun. I will also tell you, as I mentioned earlier, I started to go through this process and I go through this process almost annually. That doesn't necessarily mean that our visual identity or our branding changes, but I've taken so much of the concept that you and I have learned around vision boarding. And we know vision boarding is so powerful for us as creatives and as designers because we are hugely visual people. So you can take the concept of vision boarding, but we're going to apply it to your business. And we're going to apply it very specifically to the vibe and the vision that you have for your business. So the very first thing that you're going to do, actually I'll say, like pre-homework is make sure you are in an abundant state. Don't be doing this if you're feeling insecure. Go out for a walk, cuddle your dog, get a good night's sleep, wake up tomorrow, and then do this exercise. So you need to be in a truly abundant, magnetic state. And allow this to be fun. Turn on some groovy music, make a gin and tonic, pour a cup of tea, whatever floats your boat. But the very first thing that I want you to do is define your vibe. So when you jump on Google and you type in list of adjectives, and then you jump over to the images tab, you will see so many different options. So click on the first one that grabs your attention. And it's super interesting to look at different lists of adjectives and truly like use your intuition in terms of what captures your attention. So you get to decide, because you are the head visionary, because you're the CEO, because you are the founder of your business, you get to define, and as the creative director, you should be the one to define the adjectives for your business. So that even if you are working with professional brand experts, the vision has to come from you. This is like your baby, your dream, your idea. So making sure that your language and the three adjectives that you land on feel right to you and feel right to you right now. Because it's very possible that in 12 months' time, 24 months' time, a decade's time, because of your own personal growth, your adjectives will change. So when you look at somebody's list of adjectives, you can run down and you'll see some words that really jump out at you. And there's going to be words that you're like, oh, that's a hell no. And then there's going to be words that's like, oh yeah, maybe. So it could be anything. So this is a list that actually just starts with A, which is so crazy how many words there are in the English language. But it could be things like academic. It's super fascinating to think, I wonder what a floral design business that defined themselves as being academic would look like. But you just run down this list and you go, okay, amused, ambitious, amazing, alive, alert, admirable, adorable, active, acrobatic, athletic, bite-sized, biodegradable, bewitched, better, beneficial, beloved, belated, beautiful, basic, barren, bare, baggy. So interesting. There are so many words that you can choose from, but finding three adjectives that you feel summarize the vibe that you want to put out into the world. And this idea of just being able to start with the words first is so powerful, and it simplifies everything. It requires you to focus. So find your list of adjectives, then find three adjectives that help describe this vibe that you want to put out into the world. Then part two, and this is where the fun really kicks in. The next thing I want you to do is jump on Pinterest and create a secret board. And I want you to take each one of your vibe words and I want you to type it into Pinterest. And then I want you to add on a word like travel, art, fashion, food, architecture, furniture, painting. Really helpful here to not focus on floristry, but you're elevating your game and you're going bigger than that and really looking for inspiration to see what these words bring to life on Pinterest. So if your words are things like feminine, simplicity, romantic, aesthetic, grounded, you can already imagine if you were to jump on Pinterest right now and you typed in feminine travel, feminine art, feminine fashion, feminine food, feminine architecture, feminine furniture. You will see so many different pins that are going to spark so many different ideas. So I will say, create your secret board, go through your three adjectives, and then rotate through travel, art, fashion, food, architecture, furniture. Be sure not to focus on floristry. It's a constraint that will serve your brand so well. And create a secret board that has like 100 pins on it. Then I want you, and you could do this the next day, or if you're still feeling compelled and motivated and this is still feeling fun for you, I want you to actually narrow down that epically long board to 8 to 12 pins. And because you're a good student and you will have followed my directions, you won't have heaps and heaps of flower photos on there, but no doubt you probably will have a couple. So I want you to simplify it down to 8 to 12 pins in total, and then no more to 2 to 3 photos, so that you can look on one screen the overall vibe and impression that you want your business to put out into the world. And what's so helpful is you will have a mix of food, you will have a mix of art, you might have some fashion or some travel photos in there. You might have some scene photos. Like, it's just so interesting that your brand board will be so reflective and such a clear vision for the vibe that you want to have in your business. And remembering that this is not about your design aesthetic. I like to think of this as like you work at Tiffany's, their blue box, the experience in their shop, the experience on their website, the type of ribbon that they use around their blue box. That's the detail that you're looking at, not the actual jewelry that Tiffany sells. So we're focused on everything other than the flowers. So once you've defined your vibe and you created your Pinterest board, this is where shit gets good. Because your brand simply gets to be a culmination of you making the next decision in your business. So making the 10,000 decisions around what wrapping are you going to use? What vases do you want to buy? What containers are you going to be using in your shop? What color should your shop be? What kind of flooring should your studio have? What kind of graphics and templates are you going to use on Instagram? Which emojis best represent you? The theme and the color palettes on your website. Which typefaces are you going to use? Heck, you could even go on Etsy and just look at the different logos that you could download, or the logo that somebody could create for you using your vibe words. You can take this so far in terms of the aprons, the music in your shop, the full shop fit out, what you wrap your cool room in, but really looking at your brand board as a way to help you make better decisions. And one of the things I will also say, for those of you guys who have either done this exercise or you're going to do this exercise and you're looking for a super awesome shortcut to create more cohesive content on social media, one of the best things that you can do is take your vision board and then go into your own wardrobe, go into your closet and look at your clothes and go, okay, which pieces of clothing best align with my vision board? So that when you are capturing content, if you're doing a photo shoot, if somebody's capturing some B-roll for Instagram, this idea of thinking, holy crap, you don't even need to have anything extra special, but just finding the pieces of clothing that best align with your vision board means that when you show up on Instagram, everything looks aligned. And that is what creates such a powerful and impactful and memorable brand, is simply making 10,000 aligned decisions. So go through this process of defining your vibe and then jump on Pinterest to create your mood board. Limit it, constrain yourself to a total, like you can have a really long list to start with and then come back and refine it down to 8 to 12 pins, no more than 2 or 3 flower photos. And then you're just going to make the next decision that you need to in terms of your visual identity, in terms of branding in your business, with that vision board at hand. So that if you were like me and you're standing in APAC, you're going, does this purple paper align with the brand board that I've just created? That's a hell's no. Way more likely that I'm going to pick the white paper. But it's so much easier to make decisions from this process. It's so much more fun and it just creates so much more simplicity. So that is my process for truly creating a much more elevated brand. And for my perfectionists out there, this is not another reason to put off taking action. This is one of those, okay, I'm going to do things messy. Like the next cover that you create for a reel or the next graphic headline you create for your Instagram post, come back to your brand board and either buy some templates from Etsy or download and use some of the free templates from Canva and finding one that really aligns with your vibe and then just start there. As I said before, this is one of those I used to revisit our visual identity at least once a year. But I love thinking about this idea of your brand is simply a reflection of where you as the founder want to take your business. It's like your vision board for your business. And that is just executed one decision at a time. And when you can elevate your vibe and align your energy with your business goals, that's how you create the power to attract more ideal clients with ease. So you get to create your vision board from your own authentic vision for your business. Set a really clear picture of what you want that to be. And knowing this is simply a tool that you can use to make more empowered decisions in your business. So as I said before, even if you're going to hire a bunch of experts to help you with your visual identity and your branding, or you're going to go through a major up-level, or you're having somebody help you build your website, go through this exercise so that you can communicate to the people who you're paying money to what your vision is. Instead of relying on them to do that piece of the puzzle, make sure that it's coming from you and the vision that you want in your business. Okay. Go out there, do this exercise, have fun with it, because it really is one of those super fun experiences. And I'll also say, if you look at your vision board and it makes you slightly nauseous in a, holy crap, I can't believe that I'm the CEO and the creative director of that kind of business, perfect. It's absolutely Perfect. Okay. Have the most amazing week, my friends. Drive safe, eat your vegetables, drink your water, get some sleep, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye for now.